Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues for the 16th of Adar Sheni, Tavshin Pei Beis, Shushan Purim, the day after regular Purim. In Shushan, the capital city, the Jews there were allowed another day to defend themselves against their aggressive enemies and to successfully save Klal Yisrael. So you see, whenever the government's involved, things take longer. It took 2 days at the capital city. We are holding in Nedarim, chapter 9, Mishnah Ches, the 8th Mishnah here. Konam Yain, She'eni Toim. I am banning by force of neder wine that I will not taste. And then he explains, She'ayayin, because wine, ra lima'ayim. It's bad for the guts, for the kishkes, is the technical term. This is very appropriate. The day after Purim, Shushan Purim, somebody might have had a little too much wine yesterday, last night, and they want to make a neder. Please do not make a neder. But it is understandable. Of course, the Rambam famously writes that Shvila Zahav, you should follow the golden path, the middle path, have moderation in all areas of life, including, of course, food and drink and alcohol should be very moderate and measured. The Rambam does say, don't be moderate in kas and gaiva, in anger and narcissism. Those should be avoided, but everything else, including wine, should be moderate. Anyway, this guy had too much wine, his stomach hurts, his intestines hurt, so the next day he bans wine because wine is bad for the kishkes. Amru lo, but they told this vower, halo hamiyushan yafe me'ayim. Isn't it the case that aged wine, yashan wine, is actually good for your intestines? It helps your digestion, doesn't hurt your stomach at all. So hutter b'myushan. So his vow is not effective for aged wine. V'lo b'myushan bilvad, and not only with respect to aged wine is his neder undone. Sorry, bilvad hutter, it's undone not only for that. Ela b'chol yain. Really, it's undone for all the wine. Like we saw Rabbi Akiva, when a neder is partially annulled, it is fully annulled. So here he was factually mistaken with regard to yain myushan. Old wine is actually good for the kishkas, good for the digestion. So he thought that was the reason he was tole. He fixed his neder onto that reason. The reason was wrong, and so his whole neder is undone. Next, the Mishnah brings a similar matzav. Konam botzel. I'm banning onions. She'eni toim, I will not eat. She'botzel ra'al alev, because onions are bad for the cardiovascular system. Amrulo, they told him, halo kufri yafi lelev. Aren't the kufri onions good for the heart? So kufri, it could mean a place, or it also could mean a kfar, a village. And if we call from Megillah, the villages, the small towns, the villages, the kfarim, would the residents there would often go into the big cities early to hear the Megillah with the big cities. If you happen to be right now near Yerushalayim, you can actually go into Yerushalayim on Shushan Purim and relive the Purim experience in Yerushalayim, which was one of the ancient walled cities, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, they told him, you were factually mistaken about your neder, about all onions being bad for the heart, because the kufri onions are good for the heart. Hutar b'kufri, so he's allowed to have those kufri onions. Elo b'kufri bilvad hutar, and he's not only allowed to have the kufri onions, elo b'chol b'tzolim, he can have any onions. So the neder is really undone, it's pashnished, like Rabbi Akiva's philosophy. Ma'isehayin, there was a story. Somebody made such a nether about onions being bad for the heart, and Rabbi Meir, again, the grand Rebbe descendant of Rabbi Akiva, allowed him in every type of onion. On to Mishnah 9, Mishnah Tet, Potrin la'odam, we can open a nether for someone, Bichvod Atzmo, Bichvod Bonav, for the sake of his own honor and the honor of his children. Now, earlier we said, perhaps about the parents, there was a discussion about Hashem. He said, the honor of Hashem, Hashem doesn't want you to make a neder. And he says, oh, if I had thought of that, I never would have made the neder. Well, no one's going to, you know, people might lie and say, yeah, you know, I was worried about that. But here we take him seriously. So the Mishnah explains, Omrim lo, we tell him, Ilu hayita yadeya, if you had known when you made the neder, shalemachar, that tomorrow, Omrim alecha, they would say about you, kach chi, Vesto Shoploni, thus is the habit, the personality of this particular man, Megarish Etnashav, that he divorces wives. No, what happened was he made a nether that damaged or destroyed the relationship between him and his wife. So this damage to his reputation, which will come about from making such inadvisable and rash nedarim that affect his shalom and his marriage, people are going to talk about him. So the rabbis can tell this vower, if you had thought about that, if it's going to damage your reputation forever, would you have made the neder? And his thinking, his second thoughts about this are enough reason, enough regret to annul the neder. Regarding the children, the Mishnah explains, "V'al benotecha," and about your children, "Yiyu omrim," people are going to talk about your children, saying, "Benot grushoten," these are the daughters of divorced wives. "Ma rata iman," what was seen in their mothers, "Shal'elu," of these girls, the daughters, "Lahit garish," that he had to divorce them. Now, they might not know it was a neder, it was an ongoing fight. They might think that there was some, you know, God forbid, promiscuity or some serious problems with hashkafa. So the reputation, not only of the vower, but of his children, would be affected if he makes a harsh nether against his wife or regarding his marriage, and it becomes publicly known, and God forbid, he has to divorce his wife. V'amar, and he says, "Ilu hayti yodea sheken," if I knew that they would attack the reputation of myself or my children, "lo hayti nodar," never would have made such a nether. Hare ze mutter. This is valid grounds to annul his nether. Yasher kochachem, and the freilichen Shushan Purim.